Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the very first episode of 2015. It is Friday night, and of course, it is his and hers, and we are on, and we are so glad to be back. First of all, Happy New Year. Welcome to His and Hers Friday. We hope that you guys had a great holiday season, because I feel like it all just kind of ran really quickly. But we want to say welcome back to the Two Sides of the Story Productions family. Thank you so much for sticking with us. And because it is January, we do want to start off every January. We remind all of the ladies that it is Cervical Cancer Awareness Month. And with that being said, I do want to really encourage all of the ladies to get checked out. Make sure that you keep up with your annual checkups just to make sure that there are no abnormalities. This is a cause that's near and dear to our hearts because we lost my mother-in-law a couple of years ago to cervical cancer. So make sure to get checked. If you have any, there are different resources that you can find online if you need to, just look up or get more information on this really bad disease. So we want to welcome everyone. First of all, we have the one, the only, my wonderful husband, the man himself, CEO Poetry.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to another His and Hers Friday. I hope everybody had a great winter break. I know we did. We enjoyed ourselves, and we're ready to get back in the swing of things. And, of course, like my wife said, definitely get yourself checked out. Cervical cancer, any cancer is real messed up. But cervical cancer is something that touches home for us a little bit more. So definitely get yourself checked out. I've been putting up information in the groups and on the fan page and even on my personal page if you're my friend. So just check it out.
All right. And, of course, we have the one and only Miss Free. How are you, darling?
Hey. How is everybody? I'm excited to be back and see you guys.
All right, and of course, we have the one and only Mr. Eddie. We have it. There's a poll. If you are a member of our forum, please go and help us locate a name for Mr. Eddie, because there is, we've called him the bishop because he usually likes to preach, but we want to welcome him. Welcome back, Ed.
Hey, it's good to be back. It's good to be back. I'm ready to get back in the swing of things. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, all that good stuff.
All right, let's get this show on the road. Let's get this party started. Okay. If you aren't part of the forum as of yet, I don't know what you've been doing, but you need to go and join like right now. Go to facebook.com, do a search for TSOTS Presents Collective Insights. Request to be added, we'll add you, as long as you don't start selling boots and wraps and all this crazy stuff. As long as you follow the rules, you're good to go.
No Goku.
All right. Question reads, okay, I'm still seeing the same guy, and during the time we have been together, we have had some ups and downs, but nothing out of the ordinary that can't be worked out or fixed through simple communication. Until recently, he hits me with, I am married but separated for 3 years. He has a wife. He is someone's husband, the same woman who he always says is his baby mom. I don't know what to do. I have strong feelings for this guy, but I can't love another woman's husband. What should I do, even though he promised that they will never get back together? What?
What?
What? I just want to say to this dude, his game must be strong as a mug. Let me just start off with that, because she didn't say he has an ex-wife. She said he has a wife.
A whole wife.
Now, granted, let's be realistic here. If they've been separated for 3 years, they're a whole lot closer to being divorced than being married. But at the same time, he has a wife. It ain't nothing official until you see some divorce papers. So let's
right.
just get that out the way.
Yes.
This is wild.
Right.
What in the hell?
I mean, first, it's the fact that if you are separated with your wife, let's just go off the assumption that maybe it's everything he's telling is the truth. Again, it's a big assumption, but let's just go off the assumption. Let's just go off the assumption that everything is the truth. That's a kind of need-to-know basis from the jump. Hi, my name is Brandon, and I'm married. would you like to go to McDonald's?
He better tell him, whoever he's talking to, married.
You know. I'm married. Hi, I'm married. Okay, I'm going to leave you alone. Yes, let that be the first thing out your mouth.
But honestly, it should be, because at least then it's full disclosure. You know, explain the situation. First of all, maybe saying that first out the gate is not the smartest thing, because most people will turn around and walk away. But you can start a conversation and bring it up very sooner than later, not 3 months later. It has to be something that's brought up within the week or two of starting to talk to each other, at the very least. You know, because after a week or two, you know if you're going to still be dealing with this person or not.
True.
It also depends on how often you talk to them. I think it also depends on how often you're talking to them and the dynamic of your relationship. If you don't feel like this is going to go anywhere after maybe 2 to 3 weeks, then you don't have to disclose. But after 2 to 3 weeks and you're starting to get comfortable, you really like being around this person, yeah, you better disclose that mess.
You better say something.
And I don't think that doesn't say how long they were talking, because it doesn't say how long they were talking.
No, it just says that.
I wonder if he hears
so,
it.
For what it sounds like, he might have. He might be.
You better let me know before you hit it, because if I find out afterwards, it's going to be trouble. I promise.
Obviously. it can't be. I'm just trying to wrap my head around it because, again, and everybody, let me just put this out. This is 2015. We will not be doing half of a question. We need a little bit more details if you can. But, you know, off the assumption, you know, she ready to get back with him. Off a promise. All he did was promise. Now, again, we don't know the time frame. So he could have very well told her after, like, maybe 3 or 4 weeks. We don't know. We really don't.
I just can't.
I don't know. I think it's been a while only because she said that they've had some ups and downs.
You could have ups and downs in 3 or 4 weeks.
Right.
True. You also
can happen.
I just can't take a person serious that's been separated for 3 years. Like, why are you dragging your feet on a divorce? Like, there's, like, I can't take you serious until I see some papers. Because that's
Wait, hold up. Now, let's come on
that
now.
Door
we, everybody
open.
Knows divorces are not cheap, especially divorces aren't cheap. Divorces aren't easy. Divorces can be very hectic.
Lengthy.
Right, because
I need to see some steps.
Yeah, but it's just it's different.
You can't just be sitting around talking about I'm separated. Are you getting divorced?
It's different if the process already the divorce process has been already started.
If I really like you that much, I'm going to help you pay for this divorce because I don't want to deal with that.
Maybe it's just me looking at it from both sides of the story. I feel what y'all saying, but you got to also look at it on the flip side also because, again, this is another question where we don't know all the details. Maybe there's a very good reason why it's cheaper that he's keeping her as opposed to divorcing her.
But what's going to happen?
Let's be honest. Back in the day, divorce, man, before my grandfather passed away, God rest his soul, he and my grandmother did not divorce each other. And they was together longer than me being born times two.
I know, but it's 2015 now. People getting divorced every day, D.
It's not something that's so unrealistic that people just don't get divorced.
Well, he's going to have to definitely fill me in progress of this divorce if there's even one being in process right now because I can't take you serious. That door is still open. It is wide the fuck open. You have not closed that situation off. As long as y'all can still file your taxes together, y'all got a situation.
Well, here's the thing. If you can't file it because you've gone through some kind of process. Because if you've been separated, if you're legally separated, you've gone through through some kind of process to get legally separated. So there's some paperwork for that.
That's not even clear if he's legally separated or not. He could have just moved
Nothing
out the house.
Nothing in this question is clear.
This is a very vague question.
Bottom line,
get your papers.
There's a lot of
stuff. But the thing about it is this, though.
No relationship without the papers.
Legally separated does not equal divorce.
Legally separated is the first start to divorce.
Yeah, it's the first step to getting divorced. Because there are certain states that if you are separated for a year, and you've filed papers and you guys have been separated for a year, they already, for example, the state of Maryland, I know that in the state of Maryland, if you've been separated for a year, the process of getting divorced goes a lot faster because they know that you guys aren't together anymore. There is no way of mending that relationship, so you guys are, you know, the couple is not going to go back to being married. They're just not. So they just go ahead and start the divorce process a lot faster than if you aren't separated.
All I'm saying is we don't know all the facts, and at least with him telling her that, because he could have not told her that. Let's be honest here. He really could have not told her that.
Yeah.
True.
So, and I'm not giving a pat on her back for being honest, because that's what the hell you're supposed to do. But he gave her that option to back out. Most people, they backing out in a situation like that. I can't knock them. But for there's something going on for her to want to stay. I don't know if he's giving her that capital D.
It's a high probability.
So we just don't know. All I know is this. It may not be what it sounds like. Because, again, if they've been separated for 3 years, if they've been seriously separated for 3 years, no contact unless it's about the kids or whatever, I'm willing to bet they're not getting back together. If 1 year, completely different story. 3 years, they would have been got back together if that was going to be the case.
Man. 3 years, bro.
Why he hasn't gotten a divorce.
Yeah.
He might be a military person, and if you get divorced while you're in the military, they will tax you.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let me know then.
Like, this question is real. Like, I feel like it's just so many.
There's so
much
gray area and room for interpretation.
Very much so.
Very good reason. Like, a very, 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 very good reason why he hasn't gotten divorced. Leave him alone. Even if there isn't a good reason why he hasn't gotten divorced, leave his ass alone.
What would be a good reason?
Well, like
what would
he said, he could lose out if he's in the military and divorces right now. So maybe he's going to retire in a couple years and he's going to get divorced then.
That doesn't benefit him. No, that doesn't benefit him at all. Because if he stays married to somebody for 20 years of service, guess what she gets half of? His retirement.
Again, that's why I'm saying maybe he just dropped
that pack and paid him taxes, paid more taxes, or just paid, you know, without exemption now. Because I'm pretty sure they're not filing their taxes jointly. He's probably letting her claim the dependent on taxes.
Yeah,
and things like that. He's probably paying some sort of child support, but it's not official, quote unquote, child support. It's not like a garnishment. So, I mean, the last thing you want to do if you're in the military and you're in a disgruntled relationship is to hold on for 20 years because they get half of your retirement. Now they get TRICARE benefits. They get commissary privileges, all because you stay with them for 20 years. If you don't want that to happen, or if you don't care, I mean, you could do that. But, I mean, if you really don't feel like going through all that, sponsoring this person for the rest of your life, then, hey, drop that pack.
And actually, I'm Joy. First of all, everybody, welcome. I'm Joy to the show because we didn't officially introduce her. Just came on. Hope you had a great break. But Joy brings up another point. Maybe they're still separated but legally married because insurance and stuff.
You got a category for people like this too. Like my father is classified as a geographical bachelor. Even though he's married, he's classified as a geographical bachelor because his spouse does not live in the same state as he does. Because he's still active duty Army. He could be in that type of situation.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm just saying.
Like we said, if you're not comfortable with the reason that this person is not divorced, just don't do it.
Pretty much.
Just don't.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Just couldn't be me.
It wouldn't be me, because as soon as you said we ain't divorced, all right, well, got to roll, pimping.
Right, right.
Pimping, pimping.
And she doesn't want to love another woman's man, but she's got quote unquote strong feelings.
Let's be honest. 3 years, that ain't her man.
Right. I mean, but on paper.
On paper, that's about it. But in 3 years, that ain't her man.
That legally binding document is a bitch because, again, y'all got to remember, in the military, adultery can get you kicked out under dishonorable conditions.
Yep.
Yes.
It sure can.
Yep.
Let's say hypothetically, this is all hypothetical because you don't know what the hell's going on. You can, if the spouse thinks her spouse, if his wife says, I think my husband is cheating, she can go to his commanding officer and says, I have proof that my husband's been cheating on me. And if both of them are in the military, the side piece and him, they're getting kicked out.
Oh, Sam.
You got to think about it like this. Yeah. They're putting a bad image out there, you know, so they can't have that.
Yeah.
So, they got to go.
Yep.
All right, well, you learn something every day.
I'm just so used to knowing where most military men are hoes. You know what I mean? So I didn't even know, like.
Military people are hoes, period. But it's not just a man thing.
A lot of them sleep around.
If you don't stay someplace no longer than four months, guess what I'm doing?
There's two people talking.
If they only have to be someplace for 24 months, I'll say at the most 36 months, each location, I'm sleeping around too. Fuck it.
That's what I'm saying.
I owe you shit.
Okay. Well, we're moving on to the next question. And this is an interesting one. All right, ladies, you're in the grocery store and a guy approaches you with steak, potatoes, and wine and puts it in your basket. He says you're beautiful and would love to make you dinner if you're single and hands you his number. Then he says, if you have a man, he can cook it for you. Either way, you deserve to be happy. Then hands you the money to pay for the food and walks off. What do you do?
I go pay my phone bill.
And this was called Game or Stalker, by the way.
I go pay my phone bill. I say thank you, and I go pay my phone bill and pay for me some steak, potatoes, and some wine.
That is the shovel, yes. Bobby Boucher.
It depends on how good he looks. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna be a little shallow.
No. If I feel good vibes, I usually leave an opening to impress
your money. I don't need a vibe to take your money. I got bills to pay.
And thank you, Kenya Moore.
I don't need a vibe to pay no bills.
Because it's like he paid for the date up front, like either you want this date or not. So it's. I think that's kind of cute. Because I've had a dude walk up on me and, like, suggest wine while I'm sitting there trying to decide what I want to drink. So I think that's kind of cute.
It's cute, but I'm still paying my phone bill.
She will pay for her phone bill by some random person.
For me, this is shut up and take my money. That's what I got from that. He told me that said, shut up and take my money. And I did that. I shut up. I took his money. That's what I got
this
from
this girl.
That.
Okay. All right. Well, for me, this would be kind of odd only because how do I come home with groceries and tell my husband, hey, guess what happened to me at the grocery store? Some random person just came up and put this in my basket and gave me money and told me to tell you to cook the food for me.
If it is a T-bone steak, thank you kindly, sir, and we will appreciate this over dinner.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm not on that.
My baby,
still young.
My baby, still
young. Well, I was supposed to say, no to a T-bone that was paid for by somebody else. Hell no. Cook that mother up.
I mean, God is definitely in the blessing business.
Won't he do it?
You know, people happen. It happens to people all the time as far as somebody doing something for them, paying a bill for them or, you know what I'm saying, paying for their dinner. It's just like, you know, God told me to do this, and they don't want nothing in return. So, I mean, if he's being genuine as far as simply saying, well, if you have a man, you know, what, boom, 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 you know, have him cook for you because you deserve to be happy either way. If he's being genuine, he ain't got no hidden agendas, he ain't got no secret motive or nothing like that, then at the end of the day, the simple fact, you say thank you, lift your hands up, give God some praise, go home and let your man cook your meal.
I mean, because here's the thing about the whole situation. He gave her the number. So it's not like he took her number. He gave her the number. He left everything up to her. So if she has somebody, she can just throw the number away and, you know, do exactly what he recommended.
Right.
And
right.
her phone bill.
How would you guys feel if somebody came home like that?
Didn't you just hear me say T-bone steak? If it is a T-bone, if it's a prime rib, we need to find this dude again.
Right. I hope you see him again. My boo still got it.
My
boo
poetry looking for this dude. Like, hey, you picked out a great prime.
That was a good cut, my dude. That was a good cut.
Can you do that shit again, please?
This guy.
I let you borrow on the weekends.
Really? Really? Is that what we're doing now? You're letting him borrow her on the weekend?
If y'all don't hear from me next Friday, it's been lovely being your host. It's been lovely being your host. She's probably hitting me somewhere and I'm not alive.
If we don't hear from you next Friday, and all of a sudden and Dolce Diva say something about going out of town, we know something's up.
Hey.
All I can neither confirm nor deny any of this. Anyway.
All I'm going to say, honey, was it paid for by somebody else? And if she says yes, I say, take your ass on. Take pictures.
A mess. I imagine she said take pictures, though. I can't deal with her. Okay. I'm sorry, bear with me 1 second. I was having a little bit of technical difficulties. All right, next question reads. If a man you've been dating for a couple of months invites you to go away for the weekend with him and you say you need separate rooms, should you pay for the extra room or should he do it since he invited you?
You should stay your ass at home.
I'm going to say this. If he's inviting you, he's inviting you to go away with him for the weekend.
Right.
And if you're talking about separate rooms, I think you should pay for that second room because it's your idea. It's his idea to get away, but it's your idea to have separate rooms. He was looking for one room to spend some time with you. But if you're the one that wants separate rooms, you should pay for that extra room. That's just my personal opinion.
I'll let the lady go, and then I have some words for this one. Go ahead, Free. I got some words for this.
Like, why does she need like a whole separate room? Like, why can't they just have like two separate beds? I was about to ask that. Like
that's a good question. I don't know.
If it's a concern about sleeping with him, sharing the same bed with him so soon, I mean, I can understand that as a woman.
She knows she want to smash.
But sometimes you got to play a little hard to get. You know what I mean? You got to play a little hard to get.
Y'all, the motherfuckers who play hard to get don't get God.
build up a little, you know, anxiousness. But either way, I'm just saying, why you got to have a whole other room, though? Why can't you just get the separate bed?
I think if she doesn't necessarily want to put him in the same bed, have two beds in the room instead of having two separate rooms. That's just crazy.
Yeah, why are you trying to make this cost extra? That's just selfish.
Like I said, she should stay at home.
My brothers.
Master Poetry is here to speak on this.
Stop it.
If you ask a young lady on a vacation with you for the weekend, and that young lady asks you to get a separate room, I want you to look that young lady in the eye, bring her real close, and tell her, I don't fuck with you. Bye.
It was coming.
Because
that
is some foolishness. If I have ever heard it before. Here's why. The whole purpose of getting away together is the word together. It's a vacation together. If we are in two separate rooms, I'm on vacation and you're on your own separate vacation. That's what the hell is going on. So if we're going to do that, I'm going to treat you like a roommate. I'm going to treat you like somebody I just want to pay half of everything for. You better bring your wallet. Because we ain't going Dutch, we going Russian. You paying for everything you use.
Yep.
And I said that bitch to stay your ass at home.
Essentially, that's why I said, honestly, in a situation like that, and I can understand, you know, maybe you don't want to give up the goods, so you feel like going on a separate room, getting a separate room is a good idea. Just don't go. If you're not comfortable enough to at least be in the same room with the person, you don't need to be on vacation with this person. Period.
Mm-hmm.
Why waste your time? Why waste his money?
Indeed.
Eddie? I believe Pastor said it all.
Don't call him
for
that.
The most part, because at the end of the day, that's just real. You're wasting this person's time. You're wasting this person's finances. And I'm sorry. I'm the type of brother, I don't play when it comes to my money.
True
so,
story.
If I am asking you to go somewhere with me, and I am pretty much footing the bill, and then you are trying to get me to sell out some more money, yeah, I'm sorry. You will be fresh. You're going to be fresh out of luck messing with me. You ain't even got to make up your mind except to stay home. I'm going to tell you stay home. And I'm going to ask somebody else.
You?
I don't give a fuck about you or anything. You know what? I cannot stand that camera, but I do feel where that song is coming from.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. But I don't like Big Sean. But this song speaks to me.
It's like the perfect breakup song. It's not sad. You just happy. I don't give a fuck.
I don't give a fuck about you or anything.
I'm gonna say this.
I'm gonna put
on the
table and
date
it. You two in particular, I wonder about y'all.
Why?
We
all wonder about them.
You know,
why?
And
we're so happy. Why worry about us?
I wonder a lot.
Why? What's the wonder? What are you wondering? What's on your mind, Eddie Kane?
This is Pastor
Deacon Eddie Kane Jr.
That is not my name. I was talking about Deacon before I talked about Eddie Kane.
It's Eddie
I will go about Bishop before I go about Eddie
Kane.
I am done. We are moving
he starts singing and putting all his
Vote for my name, y'all.
Let's move forward. Okay. I have a question for the men on this page. I have a couple of friends, 33 and 35, who are both single. They post pictures of themselves in thongs, bikinis, etc., take pictures of themselves bent over, booty shots, pics of their cleavage, and also postings and memes that are sexual in nature. I don't care what they post on their page, but they turn around and complain to me about the different men blowing up their inbox with what they say are offensive or out-of-pocket messages or dick pictures. My question is this. Should they be surprised at the responses that they receive based on the things that they post? Or, as they say, they shouldn't be judged just by the page content and men should still step to them respectfully? Also, when you see women post things like this on their page, what is your first impression?
Let me speak on this first, because we've touched on this the topic of thirst trapping before, and this qualifies under that topic. It's like seeing somebody dressed as a police officer, and you're in trouble. The first thing you're going to do, you're going to walk to the person because they're dressed like a police officer and approach them like they're a police officer. Is it your fault that you thought they were a police officer, but they aren't? No. Now, granted, dudes, this is 2015. If you don't know the chick, please do not send your dick. It rhymed on purpose. Let me say that again. If you don't know the chick, don't send your dick. Just saying.
Well, she obviously needs some in her life.
If you're bent over, and I can damn near see your fallopian tubes, if you are posting sexual memes and sexual positions and sexual statuses, I'm not saying you a hoe. All I'm saying is you are putting out a facade out there for fellas that are already going to be thirsty anyway. Because it don't take much for a dude to be thirsty. You could be dressed up in some very unrevealing but nice-fitting clothes. A dude will hop in your inbox and show you, send you all that anyway. Anyway. So why add all that extra attention only to complain about said attention later? It's an oxymoron.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to walk into a KKK meeting and then get upset when they start talking about black people and being offensive. I knew what I was walking into when I walked into the KKK meeting.
That damn Klan.
Here we go. First of all, let me start by saying all attention is not good attention. And if you want brothers to approach you as a woman that's got some class and all this other type of stuff, then you need to present yourself as such. True, you are still going to get the occasional dickhead. You're still going to get the brother that's going to sit up there and still send you a picture of their dick. You know, you're fully clothed, even though you ain't bent over, even though you ain't twerking or whatever the case may be. But when you are sitting up and you are posting half naked pictures of yourself, and you're sending pictures of you bent over and all that type of stuff, then automatically you should know what type of attention is coming your direction. So like Porky said, to sit there and complain about it is an oxymoron. Because obviously ain't neither one of them stopped doing it. So what the hell are you complaining for?
So and before anybody says anything, you know, I know everybody has the right to post what they want to post on their page. We get that. We're not saying you don't have the right to post what you want to post on your page. But do be prepared for whatever response you get according to what you post on it. Period. If I create a page and on my page, all I have is my dick out. It's just swinging. All the time.
Yeah,
what am I
going to
expect?
That is a very disturbing fucking thought. I just got sober. Oh, my God, I just got sober.
Only one person didn't find that disturbing, and that was me, for obvious reasons.
Well, I hope you don't find that shit. I'm disturbed.
No, well, hope so, too, man.
No, it's just, you don't understand. I have an active imagination. So when people get descriptive of shit, it's like I see that shit happening, like, right now. I do not want to see that right now while I'm trying to watch Rio 2. My friendly moment is over.
Tell you what that wiki do, but I'm not getting in it.
No, we will not be starting. That's 2014. No.
Yeah, exactly. That's saying that Joel will say in 2014.
No, you
will not bring that over in 2013.
What that wiki do?
You did say it was swinging.
First of all, I'm a grown ass man. I don't have a wiki. Let's just get that out of the way.
Hey,
no wink here. I should have a wink. I don't have a
wink. I fell out.
I haven't had a wink since I was 7 or 6. Let's just get that out.
Oh, no, but the, hey.
I can't.
That's
breathe.
What he used to be called, Winky.
Well, we don't, as the man said, we don't have winkies no more. So.
Eddie, you probably called yours a doodle. You
okay, it's time.
Look
no.
like you called your
no.
shit a doodle.
No, no, no.
Look
no.
at my doodle. Look at my doodle.
I'm not going to get I can't stand you right now.
Get in line.
I can't deal with y'all. I can't deal with all this.
Oh, God. Winky and Doodles. That's all it's going to be. Winky and Doodles.
No.
Doodles. Hey.
Got some doodles. All right.
What were you going to say, Ed? Because Eddie said he sounded like he was going to say something.
I was just going to say,
I've never had a doodle for as long as I can remember since back I had a dick. Thank you very much.
Wow. All right, doodle.
Wow. When Eddie brought out the D-bomb, it's time to go.
Yeah.
Wow.
We're going to
wrap that up.
Boom. Okay. Next question.
Chocolate.
In that segment.
Oh, MG. All right. Following question, the next question reads, oh, God, I can't. I haven't laughed this hard in a minute. Is it ever okay to date the ex of a friend? What if their relationship ended over 6 years ago? A good friend of mine, known her since high school, was in a relationship with a guy for a couple of years. It didn't work out, and they both moved on to other relationships. In fact, she's living with her man now. Her ex got engaged to another person but broke it off and is single now. I ran into her ex around Halloween last year and we connected. We've been seeing each other, but I haven't told her yet. I really like him and everything is going good, and I want to keep seeing him, but I don't want any drama with our friendship. What would you do?
What fucking town do y'all live in? Dawson's Creek? it's like some Dawson's Creek shit.
No.
I mean.
I don't want to wet.
I don't want to wet.
We're just talking tone. That madness that just happened. We apologize. The breaking of whatever glassware may have been around if you were listening.
Wow. In all seriousness, if the dick is worth the change of friendship, that you have to make that decision, boo. Like, we're grown.
Wait, what now?
Why does it have to be the dick, though? If the relationship is good,
because that's what it's
going
to come down to when it comes to her friend.
That's
what it's going to be.
Her friend is a dude in, like, fucking Connecticut, and they're still living in Dawson's Creek and shit, recycling men, apparently, because all we do is recycle exes on this camp. and this seems to be working out. She, you know, it's really, at the end of the day, it really shouldn't matter. You broke, y'all broke up.
I mean, they've been broke up for 6 years. Let's be real now. 6 years, if you haven't gotten over him, you need to be with him.
I don't think that's it. I think it's all the girl code of would you date an ex? That's
man,
you,
fuck that shit.
Right. Didn't get
we
you,
are grown
right.
ass
boyfriend.
Women.
What degree?
No, that is not.
Because she said
they were in high school.
That is still not the same. That is not. No, you are comparing apples and oranges. It's not the same as dating your sister's ex. That is that's a bit much.
If they are good friends, they've been for a real long time. If they are good friends, she shouldn't date somebody that her really good friend dated, even, no matter how long it was.
Nah, bump that.
I
mean,
no, I don't know. I can't say that.
That shit only applied in high school, honey. We got grown up bills and grown up credit cards and shit. Fuck that.
And the whole thing that has me like it shouldn't matter, she said her friend is with another dude.
It don't matter, though. I've seen this happen with people. There are people who really take that shit to heart. And you have to understand.
I feel like
it's
been 6 years, though. I can see if it's been 6 weeks. I can even see if it's been 6 months. It's been 6 years. You probably don't even know dude's name anymore.
It's
6 years.
Maybe it
was. You know what happens in 6 years? You can change the president and the whole Congress in 6 years.
I'm not saying that she can't. I'm just saying be considerate of your friend's feelings about the situation.
She shouldn't have any feelings about the situation because she lives with her dude.
Maybe it was her first love. Maybe it was her first guy. Maybe it was somebody that meant something to her.
6 years ago? Good for you. Lost your virginity to a guy that you broke up with.
At the end of the day, what Free saying is true. Sometimes the amount of time that has passed does not matter to certain people. It's the fact of the matter, they dated this person at one particular point in time. They cared about this person, loved this person, so, and you are a friend. So to them,
I don't think
you're
they loved
the
each
line.
Other. I wouldn't go that far. I don't think love was a factor.
I'm
I don't
saying
think love was a
for some people, every relationship means something. You know what I mean?
This conversation is supposed to be had if it was like somebody's ex-husband, then I may have a pregnant pause. Be like, you know what? I'm gonna have to pass. But an ex-boyfriend,
I think she knows because she hasn't said nothing in yet. Because if she felt like it was somebody who was like, oh, it was like a one-night stand or somebody that really didn't mean something to her, she would have told her about it right away. But this is something that she hasn't told her about.
Well, maybe she hasn't told her because her friend is fucking crazy.
Again, you have to consider the person that you're bringing this news to. I'm just saying, we're grown. Yes, you can make whatever decision on who, whatever relationship is going to work for you and be happy and all that. But when it comes to a point where you're trying to decide if I should tell my friend or not about my relationship, you should be preparing yourself for the shift of change in your relationship with your friend.
Yep.
Well, I guess I got a couple friends I need to make
or maybe
some confessions
to. Because some people may not want to talk to you again after that.
That's all I'm saying.
When you're ready to deal with the shit that you don't want to deal with, tell her. When you're ready to lose the friendship, tell her about it.
See what it's really made of, and see how strong her relationship is with her new dude, too. Because I'm gonna tell you right now, if I'm in a relationship with a dude and I'm living with him and it's not going so great and you tell me that you're seeing my ex-boyfriend from 6 years ago, I can cut a fool and act up just for shits and giggles. I can make that shit affect you. You know what I'm saying?
That is the devil. That is the devil.
I'm just saying, that's what some girls do.
Devil.
That is what some girls do. They will make that shit affect their ass in some kind of way.
That is the devil, Bobby Boucher.
Just to prove a point and say how shitty of a friend you are. I personally wouldn't tell her. She can find out if you get married.
But then is she really your friend anymore because you can't even tell her about the relationship you're in?
I'm grown. I don't have to tell her everything that's going on in my fucking life.
Man.
Here's a comment on this question, and this is so true. Brian says women care more about that than men do. Women act like if you have lunch with a dude, he's off limits to any chick she's ever come in contact with. Dude be like, you with my ex homie? It's good. We both been broke up for almost a week now. Men don't care about stuff like this unless it's like a wife or our first love. And those are the literally the only women you are ever not allowed to not touch. Ex-wife, first love, they are completely off limits. If it's a chick that I broke up with 3 months ago, go holler at that, man.
Nor does Almond Joy. Almond Joy doesn't give a shit because she is sometimes fucked up at times, but it's okay. I don't give a shit.
The first step
only give a shit about one.
That's the first step to recovery.
I don't give a shit. Even with the person that I was seeing for a while, it's whoever gets that, you know, good luck with that. Good luck. If he commits to you, good for you. You did something that I couldn't get this motherfucker to do. I might take you with a fucking dinner.
Okay, next question.
Okay. All right. Here is a picture question. It's actually a pretty good and interesting question. It's one of those picture questions. Again, if you're not part of the forum, you need to join so that you can follow all the questions that we are talking about on the show. It's a picture of a man and a woman sitting at dinner, and the question reads, ladies, a guy takes you on a date to a nice restaurant, opens the door, pulls out the chair, and will gladly pay, except as you're ordering, he lets you know you have a $25 budget, drink included. What do you do?
Go home. Go fucking home. Where are we eating at? Chili's?
I wish he would have told me before we sat down.
Right? So I could have stayed in my car.
I could have picked my taste buds to $25 on below.
Y'all are terrible. Terrible.
Now do you understand why I say I wonder about them too?
I tell you, we all wonder about them. Yeah. Didn't I say that a few minutes ago? I was like, we all wonder about these two.
So ain't none of y'all women financially capable of making a $25 budget work at a restaurant?
I said I can work with $25.
Yes, I can.
I can work with $25. $25 is a cap. I can deal with $25.
No, I can't because you invited my ass to fucking dinner. So I'm thinking, hey, you can afford this fucking meal. So I'm about to.
You can afford $25 of them.
I'm about to get my jumbo shrimps on. You know what I'm saying? And do the damn thing in my glass of Chardonnay.
If you really want to think about it, really, really want to think about it, $25 on a person solo, including drink, that's not hard. That's not hard to keep within $25 unless you're somewhere like Houston's, you know, Benihana, places like that. $25 ain't going to get you fried rice.
Gracie.
Just saying.
Don't forget Gracie's.
Right. So those type of places, you laugh at $25. But if you're
that's an appetizer.
Right. Anywhere else $25, you should be able to work within $25.
I should be able to, but I shouldn't have to.
You should be able to work at $25. If you are not, if your meals are more than $25 anywhere else, that's not one of these high-end restaurants, four-star, five-star restaurants. What in the hell are you eating? cannot be hungry. Time we leave the restaurant till the end of the weekend.
Negative. I shouldn't be told that I have a $25 spending limit on my food. Number one, if you can't afford the date for whatever reason, just say you can't, or take me to goddamn Applebee's. Fuck, if you take me to Applebee's, I figured it out. He ain't no big fucking baller, but at least he's trying. You know what I'm saying? But don't tell me you got to spend it limit of $25. Bama, get a fucking Groupon if that's how you feel.
But we don't know what restaurant they're at. It said a nice restaurant. Olive Garden is a nice restaurant. Red Lobster is a nice restaurant.
Red Lobster is not nice. That shit is nasty.
You know what, you need to go sit your little shitty ass in the corner. I don't like the Red Lobster. That's just horrible. I'd rather eat at Outback.
You can do $25.
Exactly.
Not if you get the lamb chops.
You just like being difficult for no reason. The man said the same fact, you got a $25 budget. At the end of the day, the same fact, if you cannot sit up there and find something that
it's
will
not
fill
that
you
I
up
cannot.
And stay within that
you,
budget.
You hearing me? But
you, wrong
it's
with
not
you.
That I
will not.
It's not
be
that
limited.
I cannot. It is not that I cannot. It's that I will not.
You're being difficult. That's like saying, hey,
Eddie, let me take you to dinner. I'm not going to say, but you got $25 budget on your head.
That's giving him a head.
I'm
with $25 budget, though.
If I say I'm taking you to dinner, obviously I can afford the fucking meal.
Nah, bump that. Some stuff you have to be realistic.
Let me say this. Just because the man sits up there and says you got a $25 budget does not mean he cannot afford the dinner. Maybe he is a baller and he's just cheap. How about that?
Well, his cheap ass can eat by himself.
Maybe he's testing you to sit up there and see the same fact that whether or not you're a gold digger or not.
I went to college.
Why the fuck do y'all feel like you have to test females? Come on, man. At the end of the day, women do it all the time. There's a lot of women out here that will test dudes for whatever reason just to see.
And they just as fucking retarded as he is. My email is almondjoy1980@gmail.com. You got a problem with the fuck I just said? Y'all tell me. And I'm going to tell you that. I will tell you to lick my brother's gooch.
No.
You just all around difficult.
I'm not being difficult. I would not invite somebody to dinner and tell them they have a limit. I can gladly pay the
dinner.
Maybe he didn't necessarily say they have a limit. But here's my thing. I'd rather somebody tell me than not tell me. And
exactly.
I would hope some women would feel like this, then not tell me, and they see that bill and try to get ghosts. Because some people will do that.
Yeah, some people
so
will
they,
do that.
So if that dude gives you a heads up ahead of time, at least respect the fact that he's not going to let you just sit there and dine and dash.
I would rather you take me someplace else if you have a budget constriction. I don't need to eat at the fanciest. I can eat at Applebee's or Chili's or whatever. I don't need to eat in no place that you know, that's fancy schmancy. It's a good effort. I'll give you an A for effort. It doesn't necessarily you gonna get the pussy, but good job. And I'd rather just eat someplace else.
I can put my
head. I'm about to play devil's advocate there. I'm about to play devil's advocate. A guy asks you out on a date, Almondjoy, to Outback. Now, Outback isn't necessarily one of those cheap restaurants. But Outback also isn't one of those very expensive restaurants. He doesn't tell you that he has a 25, he can't afford more than $25 just for you. You order however you choose to order. He looks at the bill and he tells you, you need to come out to your pocket for some of this. What's your interpretation?
And I will pay for my meal and I will go to my car and I will leave.
Now, would have felt better if he would have told you up front that he can't afford a certain amount of money?
Yeah, if he told me up front. But I could have just said, I'll pay for the meal. I'll pay for the fucking meal.
Okay.
I got five.
This chick. All right. Moving forward to the next question, it's also a picture question, and this one was actually posted by our one and only Free.
They're all posted by Free.
Not all
the
time. It ain't always.
75% of them picture posts are Free's.
The queen
of
But
the record. One that we just talked about, poetry actually shared that. This one, Free, actually posted, should DNA testing be mandatory at birth? Why or why not?
Oh, let me speak on this. I feel like it should be mandatory, extremely mandatory.
Damn,
I don't even take it a step further.
He got a test pending.
You have to do this. Not just to protect one side, but protect both sides. If you have a baby and you get a DNA test, there is literally no question on anything from there on out. On anything. Right. If you get a paternity test and you're with somebody, but you told them up front you didn't know if they were the baby daddy, and it comes out that they are the baby daddy, you move on with life. It turns out that they aren't the baby father, but they still choose to deal with that child, you move on with life. You've been with your husband, but he thinks everything is gravy. You have a baby, you get the paternity test, and it turns out not to be the baby daddy. He moves on with his life without you because you're foul. Either way, it just solves so many problems off break in situations like this.
It does.
So this protects women and men. I'm all for it.
I agree. Absolutely.
Yep.
Then it's like it could stop all the extra fuckery that be going around with females. They can't drag shit on. They can't put a baby off on a dude that, you know, I think he'll be the better father type stuff. They can't lie.
And on the flip side, it keeps dudes honest. You can't be like, well, I don't even know if this. Nope, you know. You knew from day one.
Let's cut out all the fuckery.
I don't need a DNA test because I'm going to know who my baby daddy is.
But see, then you cool either way. See?
I won't need it.
Everybody cool.
I think those people who end up on, like, Murray and Jerry Springer should be sterilized. That's just my personal opinion. They should be.
You've been on Murray for, like, 3 or 4 times with, like, 20 different dudes. Yeah.
That should be sad. Because if you think about it,
you had a busy month.
Like, 20 times.
Like
you had a real busy month or a busy couple of weeks. That was a real busy time for you. If you've been on party for like 5 times for 20 dudes, were you giving out numbers outside your house or something?
This is what I don't understand. Like, how do you find time to squeeze all these people in to fuck them in like the same week in order to conceive a child to where you have all these fucking options as your possible baby daddy? I don't think I would want to know. I'd be like, damn, all these niggas got the possibility? Yeesh.
It was a hell of a
my baby. Look. I know who the baby mama is. I know who the baby mama is.
Okay,
this especially with all of the hullery that's, you know, that's happening in the world today. It is a very good idea. It saves a lot of drama, and it just it may cause a little bit of drama because, you know, especially for those married women who sleep around behind their men and
with
get
their
pregnant by or the father-in-law. Remember that one?
Oh yes, that was nasty.
It would save some drama, maybe cause some more, but it is a good thing in that way. You know, the father is like, okay, this is my child, and I don't have to worry about, I don't have to have that cloud over me wondering if that child is mine or not, especially if they're not married, but they're together and they're not married. It just saves a lot of craziness. All right, another one of Ree's infamous picture questions. Does having sex on the first date make you a hoe?
Nope.
Oh, no. You still like one afterwards.
Just look for it and you got it. Next question.
Sometimes, you know what, though, I will say
this.
Such
a creep.
Sometimes having sex on the first night is not what you thought it was going to be, and you kind of wish that you can get those 30 minutes back.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Yeah.
And you... And you can't get those 30 minutes back. You just like, damn, really, dude?
After
the
end of the day, answer the question. They don't make you.
Oh, the stories I could tell you guys. We don't have much, we don't have time though. The stories.
Mm-hmm.
My God. The names will be changed to protect the identities of.
Is Eddie? Is that you giggling like that?
I'm just saying, sweet Jesus. That's all I'm saying.
I think if it's a regular happening, like every guy that you meet, you end up having sex with on the first night, kind of whole like behavior.
I wouldn't call her a hoe. I mean,
I said hoe like behavior. Hoe like.
Well,
behavior.
I mean, you know, she's just active. Hella active.
Is that what it is? She's just active.
She's
hella
just
active.
That's a whole lot of activity going on.
But you know what though? You have men who do the same thing, and nobody calls them hoes. They're like, they're like fucking.
We
got to
accept the double standard. If
a man has sex three times in a day with three different women, he's like Spartacus in that case. They're like, yeah, fucking testosterone. Get a contact high off that shit. All cause he busts three nuts in a day.
Shake him my head.
Wow.
The differences between man and woman.
I'm just saying, if men can lay up with anything out there and not be hoes, why can't women lay up with anything out there and not be called hoes?
That ain't the way it works, though. You can go out there and do you. Just be prepared for people to put a name to you doing you.
I want to hand you a scarlet letter.
Let's just be real. They're going to call you
I'm going to say is use a condom. They got male condoms and female condoms. Hell, if you have to use both, you won't feel a thing. You really won't.
Okay.
I care what you
Next
know,
question. I don't know. Eddie, did you have something to add?
I don't have nothing to add. I mean, because I've been there, done that, you know what I'm saying? And, hey, some cases it was enjoyable, some cases it wasn't. It is what it is. I didn't judge her. Hey, she made a decision. She felt like I was good enough for her to give me a cookie, too. She gave me the cookie. I took the cookie. It is what it is.
I'm just saying,
that's what you
keep
did
her on the first night.
That's what you did
on the first night. Are you still going to treat her like a lady in the morning? That's all I'm saying.
I have. I most certainly have. In most
are
cases.
Are you gonna make her breakfast at least?
Hold on. TV time out. Flag on the plate. Flag on the plate. Flag on the plate.
A cup of coffee before I go home. You know what I'm saying? Something one for the road.
What I can do is get you a face towel, get you a regular size towel, and let you go wash up, and then afterwards, tell y'all how much I can do that. Don't get no breakfast.
You
didn't
get no buttered toast, man.
No, you didn't get none of that.
Bitch can't.
No, you a bowl of cereal, baby.
And if I
give you
cereal,
I'm
gonna
get
you. This is what you're gonna get. You will get a cereal bar and one of them to go Sunny Delights. And I'm gonna tell you how.
Ooh, is that gonna come in like a cute little?
No.
Is that coming like
not
a,
even a regular? Not even a bowl. At a cereal bar.
Them joints are off the chain, though. It saves you time. Time that you need to be using to get the hell out of my.
Exactly. Thank you. I ain't trying to say, listen, I'm sorry. I have been scarred. I had a female come over to my house for something like this and went and did not want to leave afterwards. I had to pick her up, put her over my shoulder, and carry her outside my house. So excuse me if I am not going to allow any other female to stay and spend the night.
I'm not asking to wear your t-shirt and walk around your shit. I'm just saying, when I get done washing my ass, can a bitch get some fucking pancakes?
No, you can get
some Lego joints that go in the microwave.
Exactly. That's what you can get. You want some pancakes? I got you on some pancakes, all right. I will hand you two Eggos on a paper plate with no syrup until you have a nice day.
Oh my.
A paper plate, but. But Free had a question. I don't think you heard her.
What?
Was it that good, Deacon? Did you put it on her?
Obviously, because she didn't want to leave.
She had a sit-in your living room. She was protesting for the D. Was it that good?
Too much, yo. This is too much.
That is a good question, Free. Thanks for asking that. Because if it's that good, I would have made him breakfast.
She didn't want to leave.
If he was laying down pipe like the Mario Brothers, like this situation is alluding to via context, his ass would have woke up to breakfast. Breakfast and some BJ.
All I can say is that in most cases I do handle my business.
In most cases. So the other cases, what you just push and wrote?
Pretty much.
Why do it?
Because it was convenient at the time.
All right. Well, we're moving forward. I think this is going to be the last question of the night. If your partner becomes routine and dull, is love or being in love strong enough to hold a relationship together, although there is lack of excitement? Yes or no? Please explain.
I'm sorry. Read that again. I'm sorry.
Right?
Yeah.
If your partner becomes routine and dull, is love or being in love strong enough to hold a relationship together, although there is lack of excitement? Yes or no? Please explain.
I better go to the damn toy store and get some gadgets.
That's what I'm thinking. That's exactly what I'm thinking. Go to the sex store. There's so many games. There's a lot of games you can play.
A lot of games. Hell, go to a bed. Go to a bed and breakfast and fuck they bed up.
Man, dude, fun.
Go to a B&B and fuck they bed up.
I mean, just from the context of the actual question, this ain't happening in their relationship. So is it possible that it can still be, you know, good?
I mean, I don't think the love is gone. I just think what it is in marriages, especially, like, people get comfortable, you know, like I'll use my parents as an example. My mom, she wears a bonnet to bed. My dad hates that fucking bonnet. But he's gotten so used to that damn thing. Like, if she doesn't have it on, he's like, where's your bonnet? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, they're older, but on the outside looking in, they look boring as shit. They might be doing some, I mean, my parents go on cruises. They do, like, all-inclusive vacation weekends and things like that, and they come back happy as fly on shit. I don't know what went on during that weekend. They just happy as fly.
Oh, you know what went on. Oh, you
know. I can't. It's gross.
You may not want to visualize it, but you know.
So, I mean, and you know, truth be told, like, my mom ain't really a toys person, but she asked me about them. Because she was introducing it into the bedroom activities.
Mm-hmm.
So even having that conversation with her was weird. But she was just like, I've never, she's willing to try different shit.
Yeah.
Which is probably where I get it from.
Ha.
But, yeah. I mean, I think when you feel like you're getting complacent within the relationship, it's good to try to spice things up a bit. Put on the naughty nurse outfit. Role play a bit.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Go on a trip. Do naughty things. Do and nibble on naughty bits.
Ha!
It's good for you.
I agree. Yeah. When it gets to your routine, you got to go find new things to do.
Yeah,
you got some new things to do. You got to bring the newness into the relationship. It's not the same relationship you were in the first year, the second year, where you're still learning about each other and it's exciting. Now you pretty much know about each other. You pretty much done did everything. It's time to go find some new shit to do.
And it's easier if you include your partner instead of trying to figure it out on your own. I even had to tell my mom that shit. Like, include daddy. Find out exactly what it is, you know, Rogers his Hammersteins.
And don't be so close-minded if it's something that you haven't, you know, experienced or you're not used to. You know, maybe he likes you dressing up like a little school girl, little anime schoolgirl and trying to talk in Japanese. I don't know.
Just say Ohio Gazimus, and motherfuckers will go nuts.
What?
See what I'm saying?
Do I even want to know?
Ohio Gazimus.
I don't think so, y'all. I don't think you want to know.
No, it just means hello. It's like good morning.
Okay.
Ohio Gazimus is good morning in Japanese. I was in Japan for like 2.5 years.
And there's in the Four Palms Hotel where, like, the shower is, like, immaculate. Like, the shower head rains down over you guys, and, like, there's, like, shower heads all around there. It's really sexy. So just try to find some new things to do and places to do them. Mm.
Now, if you're in the Chicago area, they got this great hotel called the Cerberus. They have, like, jacuzzis in the room and, like, a pool. Yeah, it's, like, $400 a night, but I mean, it's like two floors. I mean, it's really laid out, and they got a nice spa, you know, and their showers are steam, so they're big enough for two people, sometimes three.
They have throwing out poles.
And that was going into a whole other ball game.
You get poles of
But I mean, that's how the hotel is designed. It's designed for couples. And you get like a
basically
bottle of champagne.
Do something. Don't just sit there waiting to let your relationship just fizzle and go out. Do something.
Yeah, y'all gotta keep that shit interesting. Because pretty soon, Winkies won't be working and wetness will no longer happen. She's drying up. Your shit don't work. I mean, fuck. Then what the fuck y'all gonna do? I'm just saying. Get it while it's still juicy.
Everybody's just kind of like dumbfounded up to the fucking phone work. This at the beginning of the show, but just a reminder, it is January, and January is Cervical Cancer Awareness Month. Ladies, make sure you get yourselves tested. Make sure you get yourselves checked out for your health, and that way things get caught earlier earlier than later. We have changed a couple of things. We are now starting at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. So this is a new time for His and Hers on Friday nights, and we want to thank everybody that listened in and that started this year with us. And I'm gonna go ahead and hand it off to Poetry so that he can give us the new lineup for Two Sides of the Story Productions.
As always, I'd like to thank everybody that listens to us, archive, live, calls in. We appreciate everybody that just listens, even if it's just for 10 minutes. Thank you. On Mondays, we now have The Hangout. The Hangout is taking the place of The Wire, so you are getting your entertainment, your TV shows, your movies, your video games, your technology, all in one spot. Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. On Tuesdays, it is still DMVF Unleashed, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. On Wednesdays, The Skybox, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. On Thursdays, The Mic Check, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. And, of course, His and Hers, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. All of our wonderful hosts, Amon Joy, Bishop Eddie Kang, Jr., Senior, Pastor, you know, help us give
Troy.
Name this
Pastor
to man. I'm putting that up there. Pastor Troy, don't forget to help us name him. And you can do that by joining our wonderful forum on Facebook at TSOTS Presents Collective Insights, the official Two Sides of the Story, His and Hers forum. You could also add yourself to the Skybox forum, TSOTS Presents the Skybox. And we now have a page for the Hangout, TSOTS Presents the Hangout. Put all your entertainment news. I'm actually going to be doing some special segments with some of the hosts. The first segment is probably going to be with Free. I will be talking to her about that. So all you Free heads, be looking out for that. And, of course, like the fan page, www.facebook.com/TSOTS. You can always email any of the shows by going to the show's name at twosidesofthestory.com. Again, so that would be his and hers at twosidesofthestory.com, the hangout at twosidesofthestory.com. That's the easiest way to reach us. You can also look for us online, www.facebook.com. I mean, www.twosidesofthestory.com, the official website for Two Sides of the Story. What else? I mean, pretty much just Google us. We are everywhere. And don't forget to download the app to your Android, Apple, or BlackBerry device. It is free. All of us love the word free. We love it so much, we look for it all the time. Now you don't have to look for it. It's presented right there for you. Download the app.
All right, and on that note, we want to bid everyone a very great night, a happy weekend. Everybody stay safe, and we are exiting out with the brand new His and Hers theme song. Have a great weekend, everybody.